Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday of Holy Week. I hope you guys had an amazing Palm Sunday where we got to see the triumphal entry of Jesus. It was amazing. I hope you guys grabbed onto Greg's message. It was so powerful. If you haven't watched it, go back and watch it. So cool. As we look back this week on the insane week that Jesus had and how crazy it was, right? On Friday, he'll go to the cross to be raised on Sunday. So I just hope you guys enjoy this week. This is a great week where we can look back at what God did to save the world. That being said, we are going to jump into James, and my focus today is going to be verses 9 through 11. Before we jump into that, though, let's go ahead and let's pray. And let's just have God join us as we read his word. Pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and I thank you so much for your word. I thank you so much for this time each day where we get to study your word, God. I pray that you'd speak to us, that you would join us in this time. And God, I thank you for who you are. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right, so we have been studying in James, just looking at the very practical book, the Proverbs of the New Testament, James. And he gives a very practical, he has a very practical view on the Christian life, right? A person who is saved, it ought to show in how they live their life. And he gives us some very great pointers about this life. So what I would like to do is I'd actually like to read 1 through 11, just so we can get some context, and then we'll jump into it. So James chapter 1, verse 1 through 11. James, a servant of God and to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks in wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generally all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Now we get to the two focus verses, 9 through 11. 3, excuse me. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat, and it withers the grass. Its flowers fall and its beauty fades. So also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. So, tough verses today, right? Let the lowly, a lot of Bible verses say, the poor brother boast in his exaltation while the rich in his humiliation. Now, when we come to this, I want us to look at this through the lens of meeting various trials, right? Because James, through these first 11 verses so far, his focus has been, hey, count it all joy when you face trials. If you lack wisdom, make sure you ask, but make sure you ask in faith, right? Then we talked about what trials do for us. And now he's talking about status, right? If we have money, if we're poor, let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation. When I'm thinking of a lowly person, and I'm thinking biblically wise here, right? When I'm thinking of poor, there's several people that come to mind. The first one is in the New Testament. It's the widow's mite in Mark 12:31. That was the wrong one. It's actually in Luke 21, verses 1 through 4. And so this is a story that where Jesus sees the widow giving her all at the offering, right? Let's just read it real quick. While Jesus was in the temple, he watched the rich people dropping their gifts in the collection box. Then a poor widow came by and dropped in 2 small coins. I tell you the truth, Jesus said, this poor widow has given more than all the rest of them, for they have given a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she has. That was the NLT translation, just so you guys know. But out of what she didn't have, out of her nothing, she gave everything that she had to the church. So her gift was blessed all the more. Right? James says, let the poor rejoice in their exaltation, right? So as we face trials, and I mean, I think it's hard in America. We don't really know. I mean, there are people who definitely know poverty, but we're not a third world country. There's so many things we're blessed with, and I wouldn't consider myself a rich man, but I'm also not poor, right? I mean, in America, there's so many things that we're blessed with. But as we look at trials of various kinds, we need to look at ways that God is going to exalt us in those trials, right? Or in other ways, bring us lower. It says, in humiliation. I've never rejoiced in humiliation, as it were, right? It's kind of the opposite. But the rich, it says, and let the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower, he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat, withers the grass, its flowers fall, and its beauty perishes. So also the rich man will fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Right? So the rich will fade away as he is pursuing his own goals. But if we are going for God, right, we need to look at those ways where maybe we think too highly of ourselves, right? The Bible says, don't think too highly of yourself, or don't think more highly than you ought. But we need to let those trials, face those trials with a humble spirit, right? When I think of the rich man, I mean, I think of, there's several different stories in the Bible with the rich man, right? But the one that came to mind was the rich man and Jesus in Matthew 19, and it starts in verse 16. It says, someone came to Jesus with a question, teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? Why ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, there is only one who is good. But to answer your question, if you want to receive eternal life, keep the commandments. Which one? The man asked. And Jesus replied, you must not murder, you must not commit adultery, you must not steal, you must not testify falsely. Honor your father and mother, love your neighbor as yourself. I've obeyed all these commandments, the young man replied. What else must I do? Jesus told him, if you want to be perfect, go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. But when the young man heard this, he went away, sad, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus said to the disciples, I tell you the truth, it is very hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. In that story, right? I mean, he had done what he was supposed to. He had followed the commandments. It comes down to, can we give everything that we have for Jesus, right? For the furtherance of the gospel. Can we let those trials come and face them and be humbled or exalted, right? Whichever way it happens to go, be humbled by that trial so that we can grow closer to Christ. We can't let the things in this life, we can't let the treasures of this life get in the way of the treasures of what is to come, because what Jesus has for us and our eternal treasure, if we can let go of the things we have now, is so much better. The treasures in heaven, where moth and rust can't destroy, are so much better than the treasures we'll have here on earth. And I think James is cluing into this, right? We don't need to worry about the pursuits that we have, the money that we have. We need to let our lives be a conduit for the gospel, right? Preach the gospel with everything that we have, moving forward what Christ has for us, because he gave his all for us. So, I don't know what kind of trial you're going out. I don't know if you're rich or you're poor. But my challenge for you today is, if you're poor, rejoice in the exaltation. And when God bringing you up through this trial and making, right, exalting you, in this trial. If you're rich, exalt in the fact that God is going to humiliate, right? Humble us to be more like his son. Whichever trial you're facing, however you're facing it, make sure that you do it with joy. Because that trial, as James says earlier, will produce steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.